The challenge as a member of the board was to try to be prepared for the meetings, and that was a lot of work, to listen very hard, to know when you wanted to ask a question. And by the way, you don't just say, when Leah was president, for example, you don't go, Leah, I'd like to say something. That's not the way you work it. So the president is up there who's trying to manage the meeting.
Right.
You raise your hand. Somebody is working for the president. Often it was the executive director or someone else, taking a list of names. You would get that person's eye. They would write your name down. Your hand would go down, and then they would get to you in order, unless somebody before you said, well, call the question or whatever it might be. So, a very formal process that tries to give everybody a chance to say things. And depending upon time, says, all right, you get two chances. Robert's rules, you've got two chances to come in and say something. So it was excellent training in preparation, in thinking about the Institute at large, in thinking ahead of time where issues might arise. And there you might talk with your colleagues on the board, gee, what do you think about this? Can you help me understand some elements? So you do homework outside of the board meeting, not to form coalitions, if you will, but to understand issues.
Right.
So I think each of the areas that I've worked in the IEEE has operated in a different way, different kinds of rules, different requirements on how you think about issues, and all of them have been incredibly useful to me. The biggest learning, to put it in that phrase, that the IEEE has given me, and the biggest skill that it has pulled from me, that isn't to say that it wasn't there, but it may not have been used, is a combination of two things that are really critical. The first is listen. Listen hard. Listen for what's really being said. Listen to the words. Listen to the subtext, if you will. Listen across a number of people. Try to understand what they're doing, and then integrate that. Can you integrate this into what really the issues are? So as a member, critically important to be able to listen well and not just, have your say at it, but also as a person who sits at the table trying to run the meeting, whether it's a TAB meeting or a board meeting or whatever, can you integrate what people are saying? Can you be active enough in your listening and your ability to synthesize that you can say back to people what they said? Because the biggest challenge I found, and certainly this is a fault that all of us have and we work to try to reduce, is not really hearing what the other person said. So you might say something to me, and I might be listening to you, and then I say something, I'm given permission to say something back, and I'm saying back nothing that is related to what you said. Right? So I've put it through my own filters, my own biases, my own concerns, and I go, oh, well, you said this. And so the person, trying to run the meeting, to be referee, if you will, goes, wait a minute, I think this was said over here, this was said here, this was said here. Can you create a neutral environment where you restate what people are saying, try to synthesize that, and move the meeting forward?